This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I believe he is the right person at the right time to serve as interim superintendent. He has the command, the character, and the capability to lead the department at this critical juncture.
It's an honor to serve you. I'm one of you. I grew up here. I raised my kids here. My family is here. I patrol the neighborhoods at every hour of the day and night for 27 years. Countless incidents of courage and professionalism far outweigh a few examples of excessive force. Nevertheless, these incidents, no matter how isolated, undermine our entire department and our relationship with the community. We have to own it, and we have to end it.
As the city heads for what traditionally is a very violent phase in the calendar, you look backwards and you go, well, hasn't it already been bad enough this year? And the answer, of course, is yes. The alderman sat down with Eddie Johnson, the prospective new police superintendent. For those of you who missed the process, there was a committee that was chosen and led by an individual that put together a list of people that would be the finalists that Mayor Emanuel would screen before he chose the new super. That turned out to be three different people, and those three different people were all from small to medium-sized police departments. The mayor decided that none on that list were right for the job, and then asked Eddie Johnson, who's been a longtime member of the Chicago Police Department and a boss, to apply. It has now moved to the stage of having the alderman screen him. They did yesterday, and now I believe it's all formalities going forward, but we're going to talk to Alderman Ariel Raboiteras from the 30th about it, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, and about Eddie Johnson's visit yesterday. I'm sorry, Alderman. Is it Raboiteras? Is that right?
Raboiteras is correct.
All right, good. I want to make sure I wasn't disrespecting you. So tell me about the meeting with Eddie.
Well, it was about a three-hour-long meeting, and finally he was approved. He was vetted, as the council members wanted to do, and it took a while, but it went pretty smoothly.
Is there any misgivings in any way? Anything that concerned you?
No. I was shocked that we didn't have more outside visitors speaking on the subject matter. We had a few, not as many as I thought we would. I did expect it to go as smoothly as it went. Some of the members were not very happy that we were amending an existing ordinance that was evidently placed in 1960, an ordinance that states that members of the police board select the three finalists and then the mayor chooses. So we amended that existing ordinance and went right for the vote. But and just so everyone knows, the ordinance is still in process after today's city council vote.
Well,
after the confirmation vote today.
I think it's an important distinction, though, right? Because the police board rule that was in play, I thought the mayor had an override on that. He did not prior to this rule change?
He has an override based on what the city council members requested. We touched bases with the police board. They were fine with this. And what I told the council members yesterday, we can move forward to have discussions. We'll include the mayor's office, the police board, and members of the body to either create a new ordinance or amend the existing ordinance that stands in place as law, actually.
So, Alderman, nobody had any problem with the fact that Eddie Johnson, who I'm sure is a wonderful and going to be a wonderful superintendent, that he wasn't even one of the three picks suggested by IPRA, that he was just Mayor Emanuel's pick, random pick, if you will.
No, it was pretty much a love fest. I mean, everybody, they know him very well, city council members. The general public loves this man. He is very passionate about his job, 20 years of service. The only problem some of the members had was the process and the ordinance, the amending the ordinance that exists in the municipal code regarding the appointment of the superintendent of police. But you know, you have to look at this way. The mayor has to live with this selection. The mayor will call this new police superintendent 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
He will touch bases with him on a daily basis, more than they do with each other's wives. So it's the mayor's, you know, if that's the choosing the mayor wants and the members of the city council wants this, we support it.
Well, I understand it. No, I understand that, and I don't think either one of us are questioning the alderman in doing this specifically, but at a time where transparency is what we continue to hear from the mayor and what's coming out of City Hall, was this process transparent enough?
I believe it is. It is legal what we did. And you know, this is, and you know, we chose someone that's an insider as opposed to the last two superintendents being from an outside source. I believe it's you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. The morale, as you know, is really, really low, at its lowest peak right now in the police department. I believe the confirmation today will, if you have a level that you look at the morale, I believe it's in the upward motion right now.
Because of the appointment of Eddie. The rank and file's happy with the choice. All right, we're running out of time. One last thing before you go. Why didn't he apply in the first place?
He felt that he would be in deference to John Escalante. He knew that Escalante was one of the persons that applied. He didn't want to do it for fear that he would cause a little problem internally.
Okay.
And he was supporting Escalante, so that makes him even a better selection.
Yeah, he didn't want to bigfoot him. I get all that. Look, the process a little clumsy, but if it turns out to be a great super, that obviously is the win. So the confirmation vote on what you guys did yesterday is today?
It's today. That's correct. At 10 a.m.
All right, Alderman. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Alderman Ariel Robles from the 30th Ward.